Hi there. Welcome to Service Notes. I'm your host, Reena Brambat. And if you have ever wondered what really happens behind the scenes in IT service management, well, you're in the right place. We're talking tech, transformation, and the occasional, oh no, the system is down moments. Expect real stories, real experts, and maybe a little fun along the way. Whether you're deep into IT service management or just tech curious, grab a coffee or water will do. And let's dive in. Hit that play button. Let's do this. In this episode, we are talking to David Cannon, also known as the ITIL guy, who's been on this journey since version one of ITIL. He shares deep insights and practical advice that IT leaders can start applying right away. This is one conversation you do not want to miss.
See that often. Okay, my next question is, of course, you mentioned AI. So how do you think this service management, IT service management space, can change with an
Oh,
influence
this
of
is,
AI?
I mean, we don't even, we're not even scratching the surface of this yet. We have so little idea, but I'll tell you some of the things that are happening. So we have, every time we have a new major technology coming through, whether it's the cloud, whether it was even client server back in those days, every time one of these comes up, somebody will say, actually quite a few people in the industry will say, we need an ITIL chapter for that. We need an ITIL practice called AI. That's an interesting one. Another one was we need an ITIL practice for digital. One that tells us all of the digital technologies that are out there. Now, here's the interesting thing.
Isn't that what
ITIL,
we've been doing for all these
well,
years?
exactly. ITIL is not a technology. It's not a technology manager. It's not, well, it's technology management, but it's not a technology specific guideline.
Yeah, it's not exclusive, like to say,
It's
hey,
not,
we only do server or, yeah.
yeah. It's so ITIL is, I don't think ITIL will have a chapter called client server or a chapter called AI. However, I'm gonna be careful about saying that. What ITIL will do is start including, as we learn about AI and how people are using it and what they're doing with it. We will start to include more and more of that in the ITIL guidance. So, in the last refresh of the practice guides, there is a section about AI. Now, my opinion, it's a little bit light. And I think everybody in that project would say it's a little bit light. And it's light for a very good reason. And that is because we don't know what the best practice is yet. So, ITIL is a best practice framework, it is based on things that are proven to have worked. We can't just go and make up what we think is going to happen with AI and write books about it. It's, you know, and then it's wrong. And, you know, no,
Of
it's
course,
let's keep monitoring and see what people are doing. I mean, we've already picked up a few things. I mean, for example, we know that chatbots are a major application that is used in service desks.
Service desk, yeah.
But we also know that many organizations are using them totally incorrectly and inappropriately.
I don't think, apart from Amazon, I don't think anybody's using them correctly, in my honest opinion, after using so many chatbots. It's
I'm
like,
not going to be a
no.
judge, but it's just, you know, chatbots, as with any AI, depends on really rigorous data to support it. You know, it's not going to do, I mean, I got caught in a situation. I had a package delivered and, you know, it was to the wrong place. And, you know, phone the company to say, hey, you delivered the package to the wrong place. It wasn't Amazon. You delivered the
Of
package
course
to the wrong place.
not. Amazon can't do that.
No. And
You know,
what I
they
got,
do.
of course, was an AI thing. And the AI had not even been programmed with the working hours of their service desk. So it didn't even know that the service desk was not operational at the time that we phoned, and it kept trying to get me to engage with the service desk. Like, you don't even know that basic fact. And then, you know, eventually When we did get through to the service desk, they couldn't tell which driver was involved, which there was just nothing to tie it all together. So if a human on a service desk cannot actually tie that together with all of the information at their fingertips, how on earth are they going to expect an AI to do it?
So not fair. I think I read an article. It was on LinkedIn, I think, about there is a new job being cooked up, if that's the right word. Ethics of AI. So apparently there are new roles or research going on where how are we going to take care of the AI? Because of course, like, it's not trained well, so it can't do the job we
No,
expect it to. Like,
it's not trained well.
seriously?
So the
Oh
one
my
thing we
God.
do, one thing we know about AI is that for AI to work effectively, you need to have good service management. But what most people are doing is saying, well, to get good service management, we need to use AI better. It's actually the other way around.
True. True.
And I think, of
True.
course, most of the people who are saying that are the tool vendors who have an AI. Some sort of capability of saying, don't worry about doing all that. The AI will do it all for you. It takes people about 6 months to realize that it doesn't.
I think it's a bit like pie in the sky right now. I
At
think
this
it has
stage.
like a, big promises, but I don't think there is any real business case, even though I think I agree, like with service desk, it has a lot of potential, but you need good data, you need to train it, you need to do critical thinking, and you need to kind of map out eventual scenarios which your customer is going to come to you for. That's what it's going to be successful. Like,
I think there are some very good use cases for AI that exist today, and we can look at telemedicine, for example, manufacturing. There are some really good use cases for AI, but they tend to be very bound. They're very, they're not doing everything. They're doing very specific tasks
Very
in a very
specific, yeah.
specific way. So we see that. I do believe AI will go on to play a really big role, and I think it is going to be a disruptor. But at this stage, we don't know what that is. We
I'm
don't
waiting
know
like
what it's going to look like.
I'm waiting like they can send like AI maid and just like just come to your house, cleans up everything. Apparently, that's coming. And years down the line. I don't know.
Well, I'll start believing that when Alexa stops telling me to buy something that I bought 3 months ago,
I know, right? It doesn't
because she thinks
remember.
that I need it. Yeah, exactly. Then I'll start thinking that maybe, maybe we're getting these things together. No, look, I think self-driving cars. In a Waymo in San Francisco. It's fantastic. And I think it's going to be great.
Are
But
you scared? Like, did you actually ride?
no. Oh yeah, I took a few trips and it was great. I think it is fantastic. So I think AI is certainly,
You weren't scared at all? Like, seriously?
no, I wasn't. But some other people that took the next car behind us, they took a left turn across an intersection, and a pigeon landed in the pedestrian crossing, and the car just stopped in the middle of the intersection. Oncoming traffic had to try and find its way around the Waymo. So, it's still got a long way to go, but I think the opportunity, the potential is amazing. But to the point of EITL, just what is that? We don't yet know. We can not talk definitively about what you said, not only how we use AI, but also how we manage AI.
How I
That
manage AI, yes.
we don't have best practices for that yet. They're emerging. We're starting to learn. And when they do, you'll find those, more robustly in EITL. But one of the comments you made is really important to me. Everybody talking about AI is taking our jobs and so on. But you raised a point that I think is really important, and that is that there will be new jobs coming in AI that are in orders of magnitude more than the jobs that exist in IT today. Because of the kind of thing that you're talking about, the fact that, we kind of expect AI to think for itself, but it really doesn't think about for itself in every respect. We have to be there. We have to teach it. We have to maintain it. We have to coach it on what's important and so on and so forth. And I think there's a lot of careers that will come out of that. All of them, interestingly enough, will have a component to service management.
Course, yeah, of course, no, absolutely. It's a bit like any piece of technology you have. If you think about from kind of like doing a math paper, pen versus calculator versus going to computer, going to Excel, all of that requires monitoring and training and learning and using and updating. So yeah, I think it's going to be the same for AI as well. It's not going to run itself. I mean, no matter what kind of people say, it's going to take your job. I think it's going to take some kind of job away and bring other kind of jobs
It
and
will.
perhaps like more of other jobs. I think that's how I think
Yeah,
personally.
I think you're absolutely right. It
Yeah.
will take some jobs away, but it will create way more jobs than it takes away, as
Yeah.
that has
Yeah.
been the case with every major technology.
Yeah.
So
Okay. I have one question. But just before I go to the next question on the AI and the ITIL practices, because I kind of passed some practices recently, and I think you're right. Like they mentioned, like machine learning and AI capabilities, like the some kind of like bullet points there, like what automation technology you can use. But yeah, we don't know, and I guess people just trying to figure out what it's going to be.
It
Yeah.
will take us a few years. For us to understand the full implication of cloud took at least 8 years,
Yeah.
from ITIL V3 to
Okay.
where in ITIL 4 we began to understand that this is a lot more than we thought it was.
Yeah.
In ITIL V3, when we were writing ITIL V3 and the cloud had started coming along and we were wondering what was going to happen, we were in exactly the same situation. And if you asked us at the time what the cloud opportunity was for us in IT service management in ITIL V3, it was a really cost-effective and quick way to procure infrastructure. What it actually turned out to be was that, but in addition, it became a way to stage or position all kinds of technologies which could be made available to consumers anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And it changed the entire pattern of communities and societies, the way in which they interacted with companies, the way in which they interacted with each other, the way they purchased and consumed goods. All of that was changed by the cloud. The procurement of infrastructure to IT groups was probably the smallest change that was
Smallest
made.
change. Yeah, good point.
But we
I'm
didn't
gonna
know that at the time.
Hope you're enjoying my chat with David Cannon as much as I am, because let's be honest, the episode is full of practical advice. We all can benefit from it. Don't forget to tune in next week as we keep the ITIL deep dive going. More insights, more ideas and wisdom, and probably a few aha moments. Talk to you then. Till then, take care. This episode of ServiceNotes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.